Weissing is Chayev Bal Shuva. Chayev Lahoshe Minashe Hamida is Shagir Mesachta Minus of Shayim.
Oh, I understood.
You say, why? He has to?
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about, okay, I mean, I'm going to assume here, he doesn't mean we're not talking here about the parts of Shuva which are Ma'akev. We're not talking about here that Ziva Sachet and Chalata. So all of these are all additions to the Shuva.
It's beyond Shuva.
Beyond Shuvah, so
it's beyond Shuvah.
Okay, so why is he called? Why I'm asking him his wording here: Nischayev Bala Shuvah, Nischayev Nosir. What does that mean when he says he's Nischayev to do that?
Because when you do Shuvah, you do Shuvah about special event which happened, and in this event you were arrogant. Right now, when you really sorry that you are arrogant in this room, right now you need to go to the source of arrogance altogether, regardless of this event, and try to get rid of source. That you're not only in this room never arrogant, but in this room also.
Right, yes, okay.
It is why he said it high, because in another case, like we learned before, you open door to another era.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I just want to say this. I think it's quite what you mean. Also, when he says your chayev, it doesn't mean that the tshuva wouldn't work. Without
no, 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 no.
I mean, it just means. I mean, that's what we went to this a couple of weeks ago. We mentioned again. We see a couple of times of chayev. Even though he says that that's for tshuva to work, you only need. And the Chalotah and all of this is all additions. It doesn't mean that, you know, that's what you have to do, and the rest is like Midas Hasidus. So if you want to go to Tzimur, no. Really, what Tshuva is, doing Tshuva, as a person should do, is all of this. He said it's true that even if you don't do all that you're meant to do, it still works. But really, what you're meant to do, someone who's doing Tshuva, should be aiming to do this through Tshuva.
That said, there's two roles of the obvious role. But even more important role is family doctor,
preventive medicine. Yeah,
it is what he's talking about.
Okay, yes, okay, very good. He's saying here as well, which is what you're saying. A point also. He's talking about here taking getting rid of or having knia to get rid of these midah. It's not only because of the veil that you've done. In general, things which cause you to do avayos, right? That's why I don't think he means here as yivas a chet, because we're not talking about the chet necessarily you've done. In general, to get rid of these midah. Right? So again, he says two things. Chayev lasim min ashrei hamidos, shegoyl mois lachatoi, which calls you to sin, u'ma'oil lois hapshoyim, and which result in averes. We'll carry on and we'll see what these two things are. We did mention this last time, the difference between lachatoi and pshoyim, a peshna is much more of a serious avera, it's much more of a, has a connotation of intentional avera, of mezid, right? Of what you call a merid.
Maybe not even this, that there's two aspects of any avera by itself, and situation which you are. After this avera, before shuva.
Right. So let's see how he says. So this is a general. All midas, any midah which is going to bring you to the averas, get rid of it. So, and that's obviously number one on the list is hagaiva, which we're talking about. Having gava, that's something you should get rid of. Hagaiva mesabeves kama averas. Gava brings about a number of averas.
You know, when I saw this, they call it arrogance, al-gavai, let's try to spend a few minutes to define what is a guy. Because in other case, it will be very difficult to learn. Let's really saying guy will left and right. How you rough, define, let's assume I'm your son, never heard about this word.
Okay,
how you will define for me guy?
So maybe, okay, so let's see, maybe we should...
define yourself, we don't need to go to Repion.
Oh, I'll say something like, it's a Veda Zara, your mind. You worship your mind. Oh,
You worship what?
You worship your mind.
What about if you gripe about that you're very strong, that your right hand is stronger than everybody else?
Also.
It's not necessarily mine.
Yeah, you think that. That's what you think.
But I understood your point. But what's the driver? Avodah Zorah, we don't have Avodah Zorah. They cut Avodah Zorah. So right now, how we can define without this very nice word, Avodah Zorah?
Well,
Baruch Hashem,
Chazal. He thinks he knows best. He thinks he always knows best. I know best. Listen to me, because I know best.
Yeah, so you said that he says arrogance. I mean, what we've seen so far is he's calling it thinking highly of yourself,
mm-hmm.
or not willing to be subservient to others, putting yourself.
Yes, I agree with this definition. It is you think that you can handle situation. And each situation was handled, definitely it was handled by you.
Right? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It is what it means. It accommodates what Avram said. I don't know, you're best or not. I could be one of the 200 best, equal with them. But most important, I'm handling the situation.
Yeah. Although we don't want to confuse Gaiva with knowing your own.
You always say, you bring yourself down.
No, and be aware of your own capabilities and what rewards on you.
But
Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest honor of him, but he didn't mind standing up and telling Koyach and Hashem to make
it. It depends what he thinks about it, not what he did.
Right.
You can be in charge of a million people.
Right, you can be aware of what you are and what Hashem wants from you, but not to think highly of yourself because of that. I think this is your own.
Don't think that you handling situation. Even you very capable to manage a million people, but it's nothing to do with you, per se.
Yeah, okay, so let's see what he says about this. Chosnay 27. So Hagaiva mesabeves kama aveiros, umagveres yitzariv odom olov. Hagaiva results, or brings about, a number of aveiros, and also it strengthens the yitzara. Magveres yitzariv odom olov. Right, this seems to be reflecting the two things he starts off, we just read. He talks about middos which are goyrmois v'lachtoi, middos which cause person to sin, and also they result in shoyim. So the difference between the two, he seems to be saying, is that gaiva is also, it causes person to sin. It causes a certain aveiros which are direct result of gaiva. Gaiva brings directly to certain aveiros. And secondly, sides for directly resulting in certain aveiros, it also strengthens the yitzer in general. Strengthen the Yitzhara. Right, so Mo'ilu Reis of Shoyim, that will bring about in the end a person is going to do Hatoyim, because that's going to make a person have a stronger Yitzhara in general. So he's going to explain these, bring psukim for these two things, and see that they're two distinct ideas here. Right, it's important, if we wouldn't be reading this properly, then this will be almost impossible to read this. These two lines. Let's have a look how he says it. He brings psukim. Right. Yeah, let's see how with the psukim. That's the psukim he brings here. I'll read the first few lines, and I'll show you the problem here. He brings psukim to show that gaiva is going to cause aveiros. Okay. Shneimar. Number one. V'roman avavecha v'shochach bet Hashem nekecha. V'roman avavecha, become haughty, and that will cause you to forget Hashem. Okay. That's number one.
Okay. He translates a little bit different. I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong passage. Absolutely correct. I'm in the wrong passage.
Okay, right.
Two lines below.
Yeah, that's the first one. The second pasuk, he says, V'neema, another pasuk, Rum inayin
rocham. So right now, let's stop on this pasuk.
Yeah.
And again, it's very, what mean the I forgot Hashem?
You worship yourself. You're God.
I mean, so if you're acting this way, you won't. You forgot. Obviously, if you're going to ask this person, does Hashem exist? So, of course.
When you
in normal day-to-day life, that is not.
So, what means for. I like what he said. I would not use the same words, but I like. What means for God Hashem? It's very, very important. Because again, it's saying very, very lightly. I forgot Hashem.
Yeah, it means that you're not with you in your day-to-day life. You don't have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You don't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu in everything you're doing.
Every Jew, if he remembers Hashem 10 minutes a day, he is very lucky. Just what we need to understand, it is not just, it's something out thing. No. So right now, forgot Hashem. Forgot Hashem. Right now, you're doing what you think right to do. Yeah. You think what right to do.
But when you're just thinking what to do, it has, Hashem is not the
you decide what line to do.
Okay. I remember, right? That Hashem says, for such a person, there's no room for me and him
in the world. Right.
So as soon as you decided what to do, there's no room for Hashem.
Yeah. The way I understand what you just said is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fills the whole world. So as soon as you're taking signing and you take up place for yourself, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're pushing HaKadosh Baruch Hu away. I need the space for myself.
So then that's
the no room.
People fire
from
job because as soon as manager said to general manager, I will decide what to do. He needs to put this general manager out the picture.
Okay.
And he says, you're fired.
Okay, so very good. All right, so let's just see these few lines.
Even before he starts to do anything with.
Yeah?
That's all.
Okay, so let's just see these few lines.
Okay,
good. And these psukim he brings. Number one, it's possible in Dvarim, V'romed avavecha v'shachach v'shachach v'nekecha. Okay. Number two, v'ne'emar, another pasuk. Rum einayim rochav leiv. Someone who, again, is 40, his eyes are upturned, and chav leiv.
Lust for desire. Two things.
Okay.
Arrogance and lust for desire.
Alright. Okay. So these things, these are all under the title of Gaiva. They are Nir Lushoim. They are the furrow of Eroa. Nir is, I mean, it's a plow. You plow the field, and Nir is a plow to make a furrow in the field. So these things are a furrow, a plowing, the Rosha, the Pharaoh's in his heart. Chatos is in. He's going to explain each one exactly how to fit in the words of the passage. What does that mean? Pemesh. Hagaiva, this room in Erech Haleva, that is like the nir of the Roshoim. Kimimeno yifuchatoim. This is the Pharaoh which the Chatoim grew out of. Tashenemar. Like we see another pasuk. That we see that Gaiva causes Chatoim. L'rom l'vavecha v'shachachto. That's one aveya which we see grows out of a gaiva is the fact it says, you'll be haughty, but you'll forget Hashem. And it brings a few psukim here, another few psukim. Because of a Rasha has gaiva, that'll cause him to run after to chase the poor person. And another posuk, it brings another psukim. Did you see what he just did here? He says, apostle number one, the Roman of Avecha, you'll be 14th to get Hashem. That's the first pasuk. Another pasuk where we see Gaiva is the fact that it says that the guy having Gaiva is near the Shoim, causes the Chatoim to grow. Like we see a third pasuk, Kashanema, the Roman of Avecha, the Shachachto. That was the first pasuk.
Which proof?
That was the first pasuk again.
Why?
This pasuk, the third pasuk, Kashanema, the Roman of Avecha, the Shachachto. That was the first pasuk.
No,
number one, the Roman of Avecha, the Shachachto. Number two, Rumi Naya, Gaiva causes things to grow, like we saw in the first pasuk.
Maybe not. Maybe it's not first pasuk. Maybe both. What means to prepare ground?
Yeah, so he said an example. There's a whole
episode. When you forgot.
Yes, right. So he says which Chatoim growing out of Gaiva, and he gives a whole list. This one, Rumi Naya, the fact that Gaiva is from Dagoni. So this one pasuk, that's the first pasuk he said. Rumi Naya. So, I mean, it's a bit strange when you're on it.
No, it's they're together. It's not separate subjects. It is what? Don't separate it. There's two
subjects. So, why did you bring this one? He brought this pasuk first. Someone was hoping to forget Hashem.
Yes.
Number two, not only does he forget Hashem, and the second thing we see is that it also makes both of them.
Yes.
It makes you forget Hashem.
Yes.
Again,
because I can tell you what. Because you can ask questions. Second pasuk says arrogance and so on, horror or weak sin.
Why? Why? You say you don't
know
which chatoim? You don't know where we see the full chatoim.
You're preparing.
Right. So you're going to say this morning.
Right now, ask you why? Why? If I'm arrogant, I'm preparing for sin.
Okay. So.
Well, I tell you. Ask you why.
So what
how does that? We'll see how it works.
And he answered. And
right.
You answered.
Right.
Because
he's not saying, yeah, he's not saying because. He's saying, like we see. Right. In other words, he gives a venom. He gives a whole lot of
I believe it's explanation why.
Okay. So I'll tell you. I'll tell you how I read this. Okay.
Well,
okay. Let's start again. This is where we started off. We started off saying the Gaiva causes two things.
Right.
First of all, it's in Savelis Kamavirus. It directly causes some Avirus. What means some Avirus? There are Avirus, which are a direct result of Gaiva. Gaiva causes certain Avirus.
Okay.
Not every Avirus. There are plenty of Avirus which are directly caused by Gaiva. That's one problem.
Okay.
A second issue of Gaiva is besides for being directly responsible for certain Avirus, it's Magabere Steve Sagalev Odom Olov. It in general makes your Yitzhahoga stronger.
Okay.
So that's more of an indirect cause of all Avirus, really. Right? So it directly causes certain Avirus. Gaiva's directly linked to some Avirus. And besides that, there's a general strengthening of the Yetzirah, right, which was what he said in the line before, in the end of Kovov. Right? There are middos which are going on Yisnachdoif, cause you to sin, and they can result in Pshoim. Yeah, in various amazes. So these are the two issues that she's already about, and these two issues is bringing two psukim. He's going to bring two psukim to show these two issues. Right?
Okay.
One is going to bring a posuk to show that Yitzhahara in general causes a person in general to Gaiva in general causes a person to strengthen his Yitzhahara. And also he's going to bring a posuk which shows that there are specific avilos which are direct results of Gaiva as well. So that's how it's going to be. The first pasuk is the Roman of Avech of Shachnas Hashem. Gaiva calls you to forget Hashem. Okay, someone who forgets Hashem, that means he's in general more not likely to do any avilos. Right?
He prepared
ground. Right, one second. That's, I think, is going on in Magbera Sitzalei for Odom. The Roman of Avech of Shachnas Hashem. Right, this is not necessarily meaning it as a direct avera of Shalom. He's saying this is of Shalom. This is strengthens the Yitzhahor in general. Roman of Vechol Shachas Hashem. In Oshach Hashem, he'll have strengthened the Yitzhahor.
Okay.
And the second point, which you said, that there are certain averas which are direct result of Gaiva, during the second pasuk. It says that you said that Rumi Naim Rachavli Lov Nir Hashem, which means Gaiva prepares the ground, which the Avirus grows straight out. The Gaiva produces the Avirus,
Nothing to be related for this Gaiva.
Yeah, it is. The Gaiva produces certain Avirus. Which Avirus does Gaiva produce? So now he's going to give a list of things explaining this second posuk. Now the next three or four posuk are all explaining this second posuk. Right? As he said, Shenema, which. Which Avirus are produced by Gaiva? Gaiva grow out from the Gaiva, as it was. Number one, Rehoman of Vechel Ashachachta. Besides the fact, Rehoman of Vechel Ashachachta, the fact you forget Hashem, besides the fact that it makes you, it's the horror stronger in general, that itself is an Avirus. Right? Shir Hashem is in itself an Avirus. Right, so that's what he's saying. Number one, Kesher Rom Levechol Shkachto. That's a direct result of Avir, resulting of Gaiva, is going to forget Hashem. Shnei Hashem is itself an Avir. And the second one, the Gaiva is Rosh Yidagoni, because the Rosh has Gaiva, that causes him to run after the Oni. Like we have a pasuk of Yidlak is the Lach Dachara, yeah, Yaakov said to Lavan. Right, so chasing him. Right, causes the Rosh to chase after the poor person because he's a Gaiva. So who's this guy? He's nothing. I can run after him. Venema, another example of a direct result, an Avir, which is a direct result of Gaiva. A Deiwes of Tzadik Osok. The Gaiva is someone who's, because of Gaiva, will cause him to speak against Tzadikim. Venema, Kinosmach Chitisom is Ba'oret. Beret Chaim caused them to cause. How did you exactly translate this? Call people to fear them.
No, it's for they instill
fear.
They fear.
Right, instill a fear.
The land of
freedom.
What
right.
It means that I have no idea, no clue what it means.
Someone instills the fear. Someone who's like puts himself up as is that?
A bully.
A bully, yeah.
Ah, bully, okay.
Yeah, because he's a guy, so he doesn't, yeah, he bullies these other people. So all of these things are we understand, we don't have to explain, all of them are direct results of Gaiva. Okay, so very good. So those are the two problems of the Gaiva so far, and we'll see, he carries on to explain exactly them. Right, so next week, not next week, on Wednesday, we'll see how he carries on exactly to explain this muscle of the Pharaoh and the shrine.
We didn't finish the paragraph.
Yeah, it was quite long still, paragraph. We're going to have to leave it here. So we'll leave it here. We'll carry on Wednesday.
Thank you very much. Wednesday will be normal for God.